For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Buddy. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I do want to thank Sean Morash. He's a kind gentleman. Last night, the show went out to the Met game. Saw victory, so great job by everybody. And Sean, right away, as soon as we got to the stadium, said, I'm going to feed you, Evan. I'm going to get you Citi Field food. And he bought, what was it called, bro?
A chopped cheese by Pat LaFrieda.
Chopped cheese by Pat LaFrieda. And it was, oh my God. It was unbelievable. Mm. It was messy, but that was okay. Because Sean came prepared with a lot of napkins, which I really appreciate.
I did.
And it tasted really, really good. And you did open my eyes that I don't explore Citi Field enough because it has so much good food. I mean, LaFrieda's is amazing. Pat LaFrieda actually brought in food for us today. It was fantastic.
We were hanging out with him.
But, yeah, good. I mean, they're awesome.
Him and Melanie.
Yes.
Stuffing and food down our throats.
You see how much food Sean stuffed down his throat?
Dude, I had tomahawk steak.
Did you have
steak
a cookie?
Sandwich.
Did you have a cookie?
Of course I had a cookie.
The cookie was the best cookie I've
ever
tasted.
I bit into that. Oh, God, it was so warm. The chocolate exploded in my mouth. It was so good.
Calm down over there. You're making us all feel uncomfortable. But I do want to thank you.
Or hungry.
You did a great job giving me chopped cheese. It was very... Yeah. I don't get why it's called chopped cheese, because really, isn't it like a hamburger chopped up with cheese?
It's basically a chopped cheeseburger. Mm. That's the way they look at it, but they call it a chopped cheese. It's cool. It's what the kids use the lingo. And I will say, Evan passed on the ice cream. Oh. I did offer him ice cream last night.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch my figure.
No, you're not. Wasn't.
I know you weren't.
What did I bring to the seat, Evan?
What did you bring to the seat?
You looked at me like I was the biggest fat pig in the world.
Oh, yeah. He brought like this ice cream sundae. I didn't even know they sold that.
Two scoops of mint chocolate chip ice cream with a warm cookie topped with whipped cream and Oreo crumble in a big old bowl.
And you never have to use the restroom that night?
No, but I will tell you, I got to about the Wantagh Parkway last night, and let's just say the speed limit was broken a little bit.
Oh, I can understand. It's funny. The last game I went to, I take you guys, but the earlier game I went to 2 days earlier, I took my oldest son, Jet, and it was about the sixth inning. And he's like, Dad, I got to go to the bathroom. Mm. I think we've all faced this as dads and moms.
Yeah.
So I take him to the restroom. It's obviously the complicated version.
Yeah.
And he demands I line the seat. Now, I got to tell you something. I hate lining the seat. I think lining the seat is like the biggest colossal waste of time. And it's also impossible to line the seat. You take the toilet paper out, you fold it up, you put it on the seat, and then you want to know why it doesn't work? Because it's an automatic flusher. Right. And then all of a sudden it's going to flush, and then the vibrations of the flush take the paper down. So me and Jet, and I love my son, got into a massive argument.
Wow.
He was
about
not happy.
Lining the seat.
He didn't think I lined it well. Then he said I was using too much toilet paper and I don't care about the world. I was told that. Mm. And then he refused to go to the bathroom. Really? And I countered with, and I know his mom wouldn't like this, I countered with, why don't you just put your butt on the toilet seat? Like, why do we need to line it?
Right.
And he reminded me about the germs and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know, what's really going to happen?
You got to do the Penn Station hover.
What's that?
So that's when you go to the bathroom in Penn Station, you take off your jacket and your sweater, and you put it on the hook of the back of the stool, and you hold back arms like you're rock climbing, and you hover over the seat.
Oh, my God. I've never thought of that.
No, but you also have to put it over it, too. That's just like extra protection.
No. I don't put the toilet seat. I go bare toilet seat, but I do the Penn Station hover. No.
So your butt hocks is never touching anything. You're just like hovering over.
Depends on the bathroom.
Why don't you just bring like a thing, like an alcohol spray? And just get the paper towel.
There's certain things alcohol
right?
can't get out.
And just,
yeah, there is. It gets out everything. It kills everything.
Tiki, I completely agree with you.
Spray it all. I completely agree with you, but Jet is a lot like Lukey. I could wax that thing down with anything, and Lukey would say, still has germs from, you know, whatever. And my son would say the exact same thing.
Okay,
there's nothing that would have made him go on that toilet seat.
You know what I would say?
What?
As a callous dad, hold it.
Well, that's what he ended up doing, and I felt bad about that.
Hold it.
All right, just hold it.
Road work on the Whitestone, oh no.
But Ev, they didn't have the ones, because a lot of urinals have it already.
Yeah,
so you didn't have to do TP on
it. So, a couple of things. The bathroom I went to at Citi did not have that. But when they do have that, that stinks too. Because A, you got to make a hole in the middle that isn't fully cut out for you. And then balancing that on the toilet seat's impossible because of the automatic flush. The automatic flush is the death of us because it causes whatever you put on the seat to go right down the toilet.
So you double bag it. You put two on it. So that way the suction of it doesn't take the two down. Yeah. I got this all down to a
science. Great idea. Yeah. Except Jet would say you're ruining the planet because you're wasting too much of it, which was the other issue I was dealing with. And I'm like, trust me, my usage of toilet paper ain't killing anything.
Well, the good news is we know where Jet is voting in 16.
He's going to be on Sports Talk Radio, too, with that debate.
By the way, just cover the center and it won't flush.
Oh. Holy crap. Okay, thank you. I never knew that.
Here you go.
And coming up at 4:30, something really... I didn't even know how to tease this. All I know is that there's been really creepy promos that have been playing. I don't know if we have any that we can show you what it sounded like. And apparently on September 5th at 4:30 p.m., there was going to be some kind of, like, dramatic return. Some kind of crazy, like, oh, you missed it. It's been gone.
You didn't even know you missed it.
Yeah.
You've been hearing these creepy promos and have no idea why. Well, your answers are coming in due time. September 5th at 4:30 p.m. on Evan and Tiki.
So here we are.
Presented by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
See, even got a sponsor. Yeah, so apparently in 25 minutes we'll find out the answer. Let's get back to your calls. We started this program off at 2 o'clock on the football tonight. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. And where the Chiefs stand in our hatred heart. We've talked a lot of Yankees and Mets. And John Sterling joined us right at 3 o'clock announcing his gallant return to the radio booth. Toll-free numbers 888-808-1019. Let's go to Tyler in Caldwell, New Jersey. How you doing, Tyler?
Hey, fellas. Happy Thursday. So I want to talk about Cashman, and it's going to play into Boone. And my theory behind why they keep putting these bums in the lineup is Cashman's blind arrogance, or just total arrogance. Now, if you guys don't remember, earlier in the offseason or later in the offseason before the season started, Cashman was talking very patronizing to the media, talking about, oh, we got Juan Soto, we got Stanton a few years ago, and he didn't really put up with any nonsense, even though, you know, the media was making good points. And my thought process is, think of those positions where these guys are, and think of the hindsight moves they could have made. Jose Trevino should not be playing at all. Mm-hmm. And if you don't remember, that first half of the season, they had an opportunity to get Sean Murphy. He ended up going to the Braves, but Trevino played himself into that spot. But, you know, are you really going to rely on Jose Trevino? And like everyone predicted, he cooled down the second half of the season and the catcher position was a black hole. The DJ extension, he's going to, you know, he's going to ride that until he's somehow proven right, which is obviously proven to be wrong. The Verdugo signing, you know, good in the first half, and he's hoping that he gets something, you know, like the first half. It's not going to happen. And, of course, Clay Holmes. He loved the Clay Holmes acquisition. And he always loves those little nifty nonsense bullpen acquisitions.
You know what's funny? It's tough to argue his point.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it as he's going on about the playing time a lot of these guys comes down to the arrogance of the Yankees and Brian Cashman not wanting to admit a mistake. Right. And I want to respond with, well, but this, but that. But it's really tough to, because he's kind of right that the Yankees have not shown a willingness to move off of players who are clearly showing you they're not worthy of playing anymore. And I don't know if that's directives from Cashman. We talked about this a few minutes ago. I do think the manager gets to make these decisions on who's in the starting lineup, but there is a lot of...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Overcommitment to guys that don't deserve it.
Yeah. Well, you committed a resource or a decision to them, so you have to try to justify it. And so the sunk cost nature of it is something they're not willing to entertain, which is, it didn't work out, let's move on.
And you have to. Like, I think that's a part of being a good general manager. Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll call it a bad move, but sometimes you've got to move on from a guy and say, yeah, it didn't work, or it worked for a short period of time, and now it's not working. Look, Alex Verdugo, for a period of time, did work. He was producing. He was the lead dog in the whole rough, we're dogs. Right now, he's playing like one of the worst left fielders in Major League Baseball.
Especially if he's hurt, then what's the point?
Yeah. Matt's calling from Long Island. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Evan and TG, this one's really directed at you guys. Evan, as a Jet fan, I just want you to keep in mind your fandom as I'm saying this question. So I'm sure you guys saw the Hard Knocks clip of Schoen talking to the Bears GM, saying he's still evaluating the Giants quarterback room.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, how come this isn't a big deal? As a Jet fan, if Zach Wilson and Joe Douglas were having these conversations with other GMs, or I should say, if Joe Douglas was having a conversation with other GMs about Zach Wilson, it would be national headline news. So I'm just curious.
All right, so I will definitely answer that question. It's news in that people are talking about it. We talked about it yesterday. It's not like we're ignoring it. It's not the lead crazy, oh my God, story, because we already know what Joe Schoen thinks of Daniel Jones.
Yeah, we've known this already. It's not new news. It's maybe different news because Joe Schoen is sharing this with other general managers who he's probably tight with or has a relationship with, so he feels comfortable having these conversations. But it's also not that profound. It's really basically saying to Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears, great, you have your quarterback potentially of the future. How nice is that?
Right.
We don't know if we have our quarterback of the future.
Right.
It's a grind. And if you don't have your quarterback of the future, it feels like so much of anything else you do doesn't matter.
Yes.
Right? Build a great defensive line, or go get trade for Brian Burns, or secure some depth around the offensive line and feel more secure there. Get some more skilled position players. But, oh, wait, we don't have the quarterback. It derails everything if that is still a question mark. And that's not a knock on Daniel Jones to say it's a question mark. It's legitimately a question mark until he starts playing great football.
I think if Joe Schoen, and it wasn't made obvious in their Hard Knocks version, that they were trying to trade up for Drake
which
May.
Which it was, by the way.
Which it was. Then we already know this. But I have pretty cool information.
Mm. What's that?
Did you want to hear the number one song on Joe Schoen's iPod when he listens to music?
No.
Because I have it.
Do you?
I have it right here, yeah.
How do you know?
Because Joe and I are buddies, and he's like, I listen to this song every night before I go to bed.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Do you want to hear it?
If this is a tee up to some dopey AI song you've made ahead of the football season, I'm going to be very annoyed at you.
Anyhow, here's the song Joe Schoen listens to every night before he goes to bed.
Ugh. Daniel Jones, you're not the one we need.
He actually is a good leader.
But listen. Yeah, so that's the number one song on Joe Schoen's iPod.
Oh, gosh.
Breaking news, by the way. I don't know if you guys want to tweet that.
It's brand new? Sent to him? Texted to him by you? You're truly?
Me? You're accusing me of that?
Yes.
I think it is just so...
dumb AI music-making machine.
That's a good song, though. Forget the AI. I think it is... The point of this is that it is very obvious what the Giants think of Daniel Jones. And what I think is going to be really interesting about this is how he responds. Now, I happen to think Daniel Jones is good. I think he just can't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my biggest issue with him. But clearly, he's being openly challenged by his own organization as someone that... we're going to have you, but we've been looking to upgrade, and we're still looking to upgrade.
You know what's interesting about it is that usually when you're challenged like that, it's implied. It's not overt.
That's what's so unique about this.
It's unique, and it's why people are reacting to it, is because it is straight in your face.
No doubt.
We are telling you, we are challenging you, period. So you know it, your teammates know it, and the public knows it.
Yes.
That's what Daniel Jones is facing. Now, if he responds to it and has a great season, then you know what? He can stand up and say... In your face, like Kirk Cousins. How you like me now?
Or
what did he say? That's what he said.
You like that?
You like that.
Or
you like that?
What Joe Shane can say.
Did he trademark that?
I think he may have.
He might have had t-shirts.
Yeah.
You're going to get sued now for this.
That's all right.
And by the way, after he said that, guess what happened? The Commanders dumped him in.
That's true. I think Joe Shane's going to look and say, see, it worked. I motivated him. It all worked.
Also, we need to institute a rule here. If you're going to criticize a general manager, just, you know, say his name right. Joe Shane.
Come on.
No. I'm not going to come on.
Some people don't listen. They just read.
Joe Schoen, it's year three.
It's S-H-O-E-N.
You can't be a Giant fan in year three and think his name is okay. Joe Schoen.
Schoen.
Is that my name now?
No, that's how it is. S-H-O-E-N.
Yeah.
You knew what he meant.
Like in your mind, you're like, I got to say the O. I got to say the O. That's why people mess it up.
Really?
Yeah.
I think some people are just being jerks when they don't like somebody. They're like, I'm going to mispronounce their name.
No, I think you see the O, you feel like you got to say the O.
All right. First time you ever saw Joe Shane's name written down on paper, what did you think it was pronounced?
I think I thought scone.
Yeah. We all did.
But my point is we're in year three now. Mm. You can't have a take on the GM in year three and call him Joe Shane.
You know why I disagree with you? My late grandfather, let him rest in peace, used to mispronounce every Met player's names. Because like Tiki said, he'd read the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wouldn't be able to pronounce anybody's name right. And I understood it. Like, he wasn't trying to be mean. It's a struggle, you know? Some say I got it from him.
It is an old person's thing.
It is. Is it? Yeah.
You just got to say it a couple of times. Shown.
Now you're going to get me saying it.
It's like year three of Kayvon Thibodeau. I'm still calling him Thibodeau. Yeah. You know?
I'm raising my hand on that one.
Very easily Shane. All you got to do is hear it once, and it makes sense.
That's it. Let's go to Javier in Comac. Hi, Javier.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. What's up?
So, listen, it's basically the incompetence of Aaron Boone, mm-hmm. not being able to manage the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the arrogance, of course, playing on with the first caller of Brian Cashman, thinking he's the smartest man in the room. And it was evident when he had that conversation with BT and Sal a few weeks ago, where he quit that at BT, when BT pretty much was questioning him. And, you know, Brian Cashman doesn't like to be questioned. He thinks he's smarter than everybody. He's made these so-called smart moves in the past, but it's never gone to anywhere. And I'm sad to say to my core that I believe that I will never see a championship under their rule.
You know what the problem with that kind of statement is? Like, you're probably right only because it's tough to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even when you're the favorite, the odds of you winning a title are very low. So when you say, if you don't win a championship, you're a failure, you're probably going to be right. But when you're in the playoffs every year, and this is not a defense of Brian Cashman, it's just I hate the last comment Javier had. It bothers me. You can't win a title. It actually even used to bother me when people said it about the Wilpons, and I couldn't stand the Wilpons because they got to a World Series in 2015. Like, they couldn't have won the World Series. They were run by the Wilpons with an average payroll. So it's hogwash to say that. Of course they can win a championship with Brian Cashman as GM. They're only in the playoffs every single year. So I don't want that to deflect from your fair criticism of him, because mm-hmm. it is fair to critique him. It is fair to say he's ultra sensitive when he faces any kind of pushback. Like, all that's legit. But then when we go to that kind of lazy, they'll never win when this happens, it's so insane. It bothered me when people said it about the Wilpons. That's how you know it's insane.
Yeah.
They were in the World Series with a lead in game one, but they can't win a World Series because of the Wilpons. You know how nuts that is?
Well, it's...
Hate that.
It's only because the Wilpons wouldn't spend money, you would think.
That was the reason, but they still got to a World Series.
But at the end of the day,
yes,
you still got to be better than the team that you're playing. And that's hard. That's the hardest part.
Of course.
Because the other team that got there is probably pretty damn good.
Of course. Of course. Mm. Look, right now we are seeing...
It just feels good to say it.
It
accentuates your point.
Yes. It's the exclamation point on your sentence. It's the thing that you probably shouldn't say when you're arguing with your wife, but you say it anyway, because it's stupid. And that's the thing. Like, I like Javier. I've heard from him many times. He's a good Yankee fan, and he made a great point. But that last comment, like, I hate that. I hate when people say that. And it's even about people that I don't think are good. Like, the Jets can't win a Super Bowl with Woody Johnson. Really? They got a Super Bowl roster this year. If they don't win this year, will it really simply be because Woody Johnson's an idiot?
Same old Jets.
I'm not even saying he is an idiot. I'm saying, like, that's going to be the reason? So, that's a trigger phrase, if you haven't noticed, Teague.
Yeah.
That one triggered me. I don't like hearing that. Can't win with this guy.
Woody's a nice guy.
Oh, Woody? Sorry, were we talking about him? By the way, speaking of Woody, so I am knee-deep in Ian O'Connor's Aaron Rodgers book, and I have a couple of strong opinions from the said book, which I think is, here's why I really endorse his book. Can I tell you why? A lot of books have agendas, okay? They have their agenda. They want to rip a guy. They want to put a guy over. It is so clear that Ian has no agenda in this book. He's telling you the story.
He's naturally curious.
Yes.
And you know that because he didn't talk to Aaron until it was basically done.
That's right. But Aaron's in the book, as are people that don't like Aaron, as are people that do like Aaron. And it's a really, it's such a balanced look that I think you could walk away from it with your own opinion.
Right. It's kind of a piece of journalism.
Yes. He's a journalist.
As opposed to a book for entertainment.
Absolutely. I feel like I've learned so much. And I forgot why I even brought this up, because I was going to tell you something about Aaron Rodgers. Oh, yeah. Look at you, Teague.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He's a good partner. He listens. I try to do the same thing. It's tough, though. My listening skills were always bad. Even in, like, elementary school, my guidance counselor said, listen better. And I've been working on it my entire life. When the Jets met Aaron Rodgers in that little visit to Malibu,
mm-hmm.
we don't know if it was done on purpose or not, but Christopher Johnson was the first one there. That Christopher is such a people person. And that if it was done on purpose, it was brilliant. And that's not a knock on Woody. It's just that Christopher is such a people person. And Aaron Rodgers even said, I don't know what's going to happen with the Jets. Lifelong friend.
Huh.
I'm like, whoa. And the comments on Woody weren't bad. It was like, yeah, he was there.
Right.
He wasn't a bad guy. He was just like, yeah, he was there. He was fine.
I like Woody. I don't think I've ever met Chris, but I like Woody.
You got to meet Chris. He may become your new Nate Hackett. I'm telling you, based on the reviews.
Nobody can be Nate Hackett.
That's so sweet.
Unless he's going to drink a whole bottle of Pappy with me.
Wow. You never know. Maybe Christopher can do that. Let's go to Joe in Milford, Connecticut. Hey, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How are you? Great show, boys.
Appreciate it. What's
Enjoy
up?
The ride. The ride home. Hey, I'm a lifelong Oakland Raiders fan, and so I feel, you know, I feel the same pain as the Jets, you know, inept GMs and all the same. But there's nothing worse than the Kansas City Chiefs, man. You got to be kidding me. Like, this is the most annoying team in the NFL. I'm so tired of Kermit the Frog. The guy's unbelievably good.
It's good.
He's got one of the best tight ends in all of football.
Right. I mean, you see him twice a year. That's why it annoys me.
It's too much. It's too much. Twice a year. Like, we beat them last year in Kansas City, which was, you know, my Super Bowl, because we haven't seen anything in 40 years.
Right.
But outside of that, there it just, you know, we
have that on the air. Did we dump that?
I did, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had to dump our last caller because he had a nickname for the Kansas City Chiefs. That as he said it, I started to wonder to myself, I don't know if you could say that.
Well, I mean,
but it was very funny.
I wonder how many people even know what it is.
Oh, I know what it is.
Of course you do.
It didn't get through on the radio, so yes. I don't want to, unless you want to describe it.
No, I will not.
You want to describe what he called the Kansas City Chiefs?
It just, no.
I think that with any great team, with any dynastic team, there comes a point where you're sick of them. There comes a point where you're like, I don't want to see them win anymore.
But I don't feel sick of them right now.
Which is amazing.
I almost feel, because they're easy to like, you almost feel like, God, I want to see it happen. Because it's never been done.
No team has won three straight Super Bowls, correct.
It's been a lot of teams that have tried,
mm-hmm.
right? The Packers went back-to-back in the 68. In 68. I have it here, so I'm looking at it. So the ones that got closest. The Packers went back-to-back in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make the playoffs.
And they didn't make the playoffs because Vince Lombardi left.
Yes.
So there was like a circumstance that led to them not even really getting
right.
a legitimate opportunity for that three-peat.
The Dolphins in 74, they lost in the divisional round.
Yep.
The Steelers in 76, they lost in the AFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers of 80, so they had two back-to-backs.
Yes, they did.
They didn't make the playoffs in 1980. Mm-hmm. 90-49ers.
Well, that's famous.
They lost to the Giants. By the way, this comes back to why the 49ers, who were dynastic, aren't hated. It's because the New York team beat them.
Well, the Giants were the team to stop them in the three-peat
right.
game, essentially.
Right.
That NFC title game, which
right.
is like legendary. And
right.
it was. And think about that as a Giant fan. Obviously, winning is all that matters. You went through the best.
Yes.
Think about what you went
through.
That's
exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. I think that's the comparison.
That's the comparison.
I want to be the 90 Giants.
Right. The Cowboys went back-to-back in the 94. They also lost in the NFC Championship game
yep.
to the 49ers again,
right.
who are now back into this conversation. The Broncos didn't make the playoffs in 99.
Again, circumstances. John Elway retired.
Yep.
So think about that.
Won back-to-back and
never
retired.
Never had the opportunity to really have a three-peat because John Elway was gone.
And then the Patriots, who should have been the one,
yep.
that went back to back to back. They lost in the divisional round.
Yep.
Divisional round.
To the Denver Broncos. Because
it was on the road, right?
Yep. It was on the road.
That was one of the few times that they were on the road early in the playoffs, and they lost to the Broncos.
That is correct.
Those are the only teams that have gone back to back, and none of them have three-peated.
You know what is so scary about that? If the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the New York Jets in the AFC Championship game, something that, spoiler alert, when we unveil our Super Bowl predictions later on in the program, that's my AFC prediction. I've laid that out. I think we're getting to the AFC title game and losing. The Jets will be staring history straight in the eye. No team has gone to three straight Super Bowls after winning the first two.
And only two teams have gone, or actually three teams
have gone back to the championship game. The Niners,
Steelers.
The Cowboys, the Niners, and the Steelers.
Yes.
And the Chiefs, if they can get to the AFC title game, which they've been in every year since 18, think about that, they would get to that step, and they'd be one step closer. Mm. And will it be the Jets that's in their way? Crazy to think about. We'll come back, and we will hear something, apparently, at 4:30, something we've been looking forward to for a month and a half. All right, I'm excited. I've been waiting bated breath for the last month and a half. These over-the-top promos, something's coming back, something's returning. I mean, I have a guess in my mind, but the truth is I don't know. So what the hell is happening today at 4:30? Holy crap. Bad Tiki! Bad Tiki is a... If you couldn't have figured that out, I don't know. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of The Real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. And Bad Tiki comes back, brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com and come get some. I can't believe it's real. Bad Tiki, welcome back.
Hey, guys. I'm so happy to be back with you every single Thursday of our lives at 4:30 on The Fan. Did you miss me?
Oh, we miss you dearly. So, Bad Tiki, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been?
Well, I didn't miss you at all, but great question, Evan. I've been up to the usual meditation, hanging out with my now over 10,000 Tikis, overseeing my portfolio of highly successful enterprises across multiple industries. But what I've enjoyed most is my new hobby, consulting with some major political parties. I'm so good at it.
Wait, Bad Tiki, hold on. You're consulting with multiple major political parties?
What? Yes, regular Tiki. As usual, I am in control. I can't say specifically who I've been working with, but it's been very fulfilling for me to have such an influence on this great country. Stupid little puppets.
But Bad Tiki, are you saying that you're pulling the strings during the 2024 election?
Another great question, Red Rover. I wouldn't say I'm pulling any strings. It's more like carefully crafting a graceful exit strategy. I don't mean to brag, but as a Tiki, I have impeccable timing when it comes to retirement. I know when to choose a perfect moment. Beat it, old man. Have fun, Bill.
Bad Tiki, it was your decision to have a sitting president step out of the race? What other moves have you orchestrated?
It's so good to hear your oinking voice again, Squealy Dan. Do you recall a certain former commander-in-chief sporting a very neatly folded gauze pad on his ear? Guess who folded that square himself moments before it was revealed to the world? It was a huge hit. Kneel before B-A-D-T-I-K-I. I am your king. By the way, I'm almost done writing both scripts for the first debate. It's going to be a wild one.
Wow. Okay, Bad Tiki, we get it. You're playing both sides. We expect nothing less from you. But the reason we have you on the show is because football is back. Do you have any thoughts on the Giants coming up here in 2024?
Oh, Pippi Longstocking, I thought you'd never ask. I believe the New York Giants will see a remarkable resurgence with a balanced blend of emerging young talent and experienced veterans. They'll overcome early season challenges to find their rhythm. Led by a focused and dynamic quarterback, the offense will click into high gear, and the defense will solidify as one of the toughest in the league. The Giants will make a strong playoff push with thrilling victories and a renewed sense of unity, positioning them as serious contenders in the NFC, bringing excitement back to New York fans.
Wow, Bad Tiki. I kind of like the sound of that one.
The only bone I have to pick with the G-Men is their top 100 list. There is one glaring mistake that I can't let slide, and it's that damn Phil Simms. The undisputed greatest player in his position in the history of the franchise. Regular Tiki Barber ranks all the way down at 14, while Phil Simms sits in his ivory tower way up at number 11. Phil, what dirt do you have on the list makers?
Well, Bad Tiki, it's only three spots away. 14 out of 100 is pretty damn good. And you have to understand, Phil Simms is a legend in this town. You know, he also has a weekly spot right here on The Fan with Boomer and Geo.
Zip it, Wilma Flintstone. Your opinions are like the whispers of a gnat in the presence of thunder. You are compromised too, Evan. I should have known. First, Boomer and Geo have Phil Simms on to talk football every Wednesday at 8:20 a.m. only on WFAN and the free Odyssey app.
You can...
Then Phil joins kickoff with Boomer and Valenti every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on WFAN and the free Odyssey app. Bottom line is, that's a lot of Phil freaking Simms.
You can never have too much Phil Simms, Bad Tiki.
I'm glad you said that, Mayor Oinkums. If there wasn't enough of Phil Simms on WFAN, I introduce to you my latest creation, Bad Phil Simms.
Thanks, Bad Tiki. Hi, I'm Bad Phil Simms. It's great to be here. Evan, you have stupid red hair. Tiki, you're 14th on the list for a reason. I am Bad Phil Simms. I'm the baddest Phil Simms on the planet. Hey, Sean Marash.
Yes, Bad Phil?
Oink, oink, wee. Oink, 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 wee. Wee. Tickle me. Go Giants, go Bad Tiki, and Bad Phil Simms. Okay, Bad Tiki, where is my money and what's for lunch?
That's my man, Mr. Bad Phil Simms. Okay, we have to go now and do bad stuff. Bye, dweebs. Have fun watching football and smelling Sean Marash farts.
Bye, fatties. Have fun being so fat all the time. Losers.
Such adorable little fatties. Bad Tiki and Bad Phil Simms out. Oh, and one more thing.
Yes.
It's great to hear John Sterling back on WFAN and the free Odyssey app. I had a feeling Johnny would be back calling Yankee games after hearing just how terrible Craig Carton was. He was even worse than BT. Bad Tiki out.
Oh, that's not nice. Right, there he is. Bad Tiki's returned after God knows how many months he was away. And I do warn you, Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. There are so many thoughts I have, one of which is, I missed Bad Tiki. I'm glad he's back. It's great to have him in our lives during the football season every Thursday at 4:30. And he said a lot of crazy things and a lot of funny things. But I honestly think that Sean Marash stole the show. Because I think, I'm not sure if it needed to be dumped, because we are an upscale show here, but I think he tried to say sitting president and something else came out.
He added an H after the S.
Is that what happened, Sean?
My S just slurred a little more. I don't know what happened.
That was your first interaction with Bad Tiki in 5 months.
I think I got nervous.
I mean, clearly.
And you did exactly what the word you said did.
I did. Wow.
So did you force yourself to have to hit the dump button because, God forbid, we say that kind of word on the radio?
Yeah, I dumped it very quick, looked at Lou Gower, saw his scowl at me, and realized I better just shape up here.
Yeah, I mean, you can't curse on the air, bro. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, it was an accident, and thankfully none of the audience heard it. And I want to also thank the fine folks at SNY for also dumping it.
Will it be on the podcast?
You be careful now, T.
I think it should be on the podcast. Like, I think that you should allow the natural sounds of the Evan and Tiki show.
It's bull.
You can cuss a podcast.
Yeah, it happens, man. Well, welcome back, Bad Tiki. That was quite a surprise. Did it need a month and a half buildup? I don't know. I guess you could be the judge of that one.
And I don't know if you heard that early on. I guess he's back with us every Thursday, 4:30, Evan and Tiki.
Is Bad Phil going to be making regular visits since he's now part of the family here? WFAN.
I'm
free on the Odyssey app.
I think there's a chance.
I mean, some might argue he's already making appearances with Boomer and Geo.
Yeah, we're going to hear a lot of the real Phil Simms, and I assume we're going to hear a lot of the bad Phil Simms on this show.
By the way, you got to do me a favor on this, because I heard this the other day and I was curious if Todd Bowles was doing this on purpose or if he was making an innocent mistake. I got to play you guys something, all right? So Todd Bowles is obviously the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
I have gotten over ever disliking Todd Bowles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't like him as a head coach here, but I think his time has moved on.
Yes.
I've sort
and he's a great guy.
He's a good dude.
I can attest to that. You don't know him personally, but I do. He's
well, I mean, the good dude thing is nice, but I think it's more that I'm over it.
Yeah.
Like, it was a long time ago. Adam Gase was actually worse. And I think that, you know, seeing something worse actually makes it, like, a little bit better. So Todd Bowles was talking about their game against the Buccaneers on Sunday. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Bowles, and I don't know if this was on purpose or not, or if Todd was making an innocent mistake, because we all make mistakes, like it happens. And a lot of people make this mistake, because I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but the Washington Commanders had a different name a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, before they were the Washington football team, they had another name. In fact, they had that name for a very, very long time. And Todd Bowles said the name, the Washington Redskins, like 15 times in a minute. And I wasn't sure, is he just screwing up because, you know, I forgot.
Or does he think that they're going back to that name?
Does he think they're going back to it, or was he sending a message? Like, I don't think they should have changed the name. So here's the audio, and you tell me, Tiki, as someone that knows Todd Bowles,
yep.
I guess likes Todd Bowles.
I do.
And also knows people, if this was motivated to send a message or just a forgetful NFL head coach.
I think if you find yourself just facing the rookie quarterback, the other 10 guys are going to kill you. So we're facing the Redskins. We're not facing Jaden Daniels. They got 10 other guys that we got to worry about as well. So we don't look at it as facing the rookie quarterback. We're trying to beat the Redskins.
The Commanders.
What do you think about that?
So this is the part of history that nobody knows.
Go ahead.
Todd Bowles was also, Todd Bowles is also a football player.
And he played for them, right?
And he played for them for 7 of his 8 years. He was a Redskin.
The Commanders.
And so, in his mind, how do you lose that?
Yeah, it's tough.
I still make that mistake every now and then because I grew up a fan of them. Like, grew up in Southwest Virginia.
Yeah.
That were, and Doug Williams was a black quarterback who won a Super Bowl.
No,
they were
you.
Like my team.
I get you.
So, in my mind, it's hard to flip it. Now, it's gotten easier because I didn't have to do it for work. You know, it's not just casually talking about it. It's if I'm on CBS calling again, I can't say it, right? If I'm calling the Commanders, I have to call them the Commanders on air. Otherwise, it becomes, like, I don't know, memeable.
So, people will get offended.
Right. So I become very conscious of it, but Todd Bowles isn't.
So you think it was just he played for them, he didn't even think
exactly.
About it.
Exactly. I mean, forget.
Yeah, no, I think Todd Bowles is pissed off they changed the team.
No, man. I don't think so.
That's the vibe I got.
I think he 7 of his 8 years, and he left for a year. I forget where he went, but he left for a year and then came back. And so it's like in his brain that he was that.
So he is obviously very different than me. I'm just a fan. He played for them.
Yep.
The Washington Bullets became the Washington Wizards. Yep. And I think it took like 3 years and I with the Wizards. Like, I never mistakenly call them the Bullets. The Washington Commanders, I just don't make the mistake anymore. For a while, I did.
Yeah.
Like anyone else. Like, they were the Washington Redskins for so long. I'm still with the Guardian Indian thing. Like, I still mess that up once in a while.
Because we don't say it enough.
Yeah, and it's still relatively new. It's the newest of the group. So, I don't know. I think we're at that moment where you're doing it on purpose. Or
I don't think he's doing it on purpose. I think it's ingrained from his days as a player.
Fair enough.
Which was, I mean, it was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
But still, whatever.
Yeah.
It's still in his head.
By the way, the Washington Commanders are going to win that football game on Sunday.
The Commanders!
That's just a feeling I have, yeah. In fact, when we make our NFL predictions, which we will do coming up at 5 o'clock, a little after 5 o'clock, and I hope you guys are ready with Super Bowl picks. We need to hold ourselves accountable. I wrote the standings down. Yeah, Super Bowl pick, Loogie. What, are you bothered by that?
No, but we're doing that today?
Yes, I
said that. 13-minute heads up.
I said it on the show, and I even said it in a pre-show Loogie, meeting that you missed.
No big deal. Wait till week 3. It's no big deal.
Yeah, why don't you wait till week 7, like you did with the Mets, all right? Wait till it's the middle of the season, and then you
Well, that was an unnecessary shot. So we're doing Super Bowl picks today at 5 and the Thursday night football game today at 5.
No, the football game will be at 6 o'clock if you're looking for a schedule. We'll make the pick on tonight's game at 6 o'clock, and subsequently we'll do that throughout the football season when it's non-Jet and Giant games. But today, I think it's important. The football season's about to start. We're going to make our predictions.
All right, thanks for letting me know.
I wrote mine down. I'm very excited about them because I have some outliers. I have some like, oh, wow, Evan shows some balls there. So I look forward to that. But joining us right now, the great Stu Finer. How you been, Stu?
Evan, I love you. First of all, miss you. Big hug. Tiki, big hug.
Okay.
And Tommy and Loogie, big hug. So a couple of things. First of all, the reason I'm specifically calling is I'm going to do it again. I did it last year. I'm going to do it this year. I believe Jets are going to win the Super Bowl. I believe they're going to play the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. I believe Saquon Barkley is going to be the MVP. And I believe Aaron Rodgers will be the MVP of the Super Bowl. But that's not my point.
Okay.
It's not why I called. I will take you and your father to New Orleans if the Jets get to the Super Bowl. Now, in addition to that, let me tell you what our itinerary will be, which is so fabulous, it's unbelievable. First of all, you know that Barstool Sports spends about $600,000 for a Super Bowl party and all their pomp and circumstance.
Wow.
We will be hanging with them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Whoa.
In addition to that, I'm now a Cameo superstar where finally the owner of Cameo rolled up to my house July 4th. He said, Stu, I want you. He sold me. They said I should be in the top 100 doing fantasy football shout outs, and I was number 5.
Wow.
And Scott Hansen barely beat me. barely beat me. John Gruden was 1. Brilliantly Dumb, who does insane comedy, was 2. We had Frank the Tank 3. We had Antonio Brown 4. Scott Hansen 5, and me 6. So now we filmed the Barstool Sports Advisors show yesterday, flew back from Chicago today. So now also I'm in with Cameo. Cameo throws $1 million party for every Super Bowl that I'm invited to. So this is the itinerary. It'll be you, me, Pop, and whoever I bring. We're going to go to all the Cameo parties. We're going to go to all the Barstool parties. And we will sit 50-yard line, 10 rows up, for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
When, if the Jets make it. So that's number 1. Number 2, I am 99.9% going to throw out a first pitch for the New York Mets this season, and it might be during the playoff game. I have a hook that I reached out to, and I shamed by saying, I've lost like $2.5 million betting on the Mets, and I've spent like $4 million of my life on tickets paying retail, so I always sit first row. I said, how could the Hawk to a girl throw out a pitch if Stu Fine is not going to throw out a pitch?
Wow.
So I want to say this again. You, me, and Loogie will be on the field, hugging it out, hanging out, and you and Loogie are going to flip a coin to see who catches my first pitch, which right now is at 61.7 miles per hour.
Wow.
But I can throw a pitch from the mound, a strike, like I'm George Bush. Just want to tell you that.
That's impressive.
Will you throw
so there is
from the
so many things.
Will you throw
there's
from
so many
the
things for us to be excited about.
Will you
what?
Throw
I'm sorry,
from
go.
The mound, Stu? Will you throw from the mound?
No, I will throw from the rubber, and you will be so impressed with me. Listen, I can do anything if nobody's in the batter's box. I can throw 61 miles an hour all day. Between 53 and 61, I might throw a curve. I might throw a slurve just to be a big shot. But I'm amazing. I am a phenomenal wiffle ball player. I'm like almost an expert wiffle ball player. Any game that is like tiny, because I haven't grown since seventh grade. I'm 5'4¾". But as you know, I'm a phenomenal athlete. 57 years old. You know, I was only a minute and 14 behind you running the marathon, Tiki. You know, when we ran in 2017.
There it is.
I ran 4:39.24. I think you ran 4:38.14. So it's unbelievable. I look like if I was 2 inches short, I could be perfectly round, but I'm phenomenal. So anyway, so I'm just saying, Evan, again, and it's going to, what I just shared with you is going to cost me $30,000. So you got a $30,000 free bet on your Sauce Stu Finer because God's good to me.
How could I ever repay you for this? Because I'm wishing.
Here's how it works.
Yes.
I give untold money to charities, untold money to people less fortunate than me, and no one ever knows about it. So if I had to tell you what I did, it doesn't count. You owe me nothing. You're a good, loving person. You're a child of God. I so enjoy your show. I so enjoy Tiki. I so enjoy Sean. And they're personal friends. Loogie's a personal friend. They hang in my backyard. I hug Sean's kids. I love Sean's wife. Loogie, I'm dying to meet his wife because I heard she's a dying piece. But that hasn't happened yet.
None of us have met her, Stu.
Right. In other words, the point is that you can't believe how much enjoyment your show does for my life. It relieves stress.
That is very
sweet. It relieves stress on business. which I'm the most stressful business in the world, as you know. Right. It relieves stress personally, raising four children and being married to the same woman for 46 years. Mm-hmm. You know how much stuff she has on me? I can't, you know, I can't move without her reminding
right.
me.
That's why you're still
you know,
married to her, right?
Right, literally. Right. 10 years going out, took her to the prom in 11th grade, and then we got married after that 36 years, so 46 years. Nice. And it's a nightmare being married to me because I'm very selfish, self-centered, self-absorbed, and I still work around the clock because I spend every dollar I make before I make it. Well, so it's, you know, it's still, not a secure life.
It's very kind of you. Right. I hope that we can do it because it means the Jets got there, uh-huh. and that will be one of the great weeks of our lives, and I really appreciate
Stu,
that, man.
My
Thank
favorite
you.
Part I, of this is that you shamed the Mets into letting you throw out the
yeah,
first pitch.
That's impressive. And I have a feeling Lugie's going to be afraid of 65 miles an hour. Lugie's going to be like, no, you do it, Evan, because that's too hard.
Well, I did not say 65. I said 53 to 61.
Oh, sorry. Let me get that correct. Well, Stu, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. Always good talking to you, pal.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for all the joy you bring to the world, to New York, and to me.
There you go. The great Stu Finer. So I guess we're going to New Orleans if the Jets get there. That's the tough part.
The question will be.
That's the tough part.
The question.
Yes.
Is will you go to all the parties?
I mean, I think I will feel like I have to. I mean, if he's saying go do it.
I gotta tell you, the one thing that I've shied away from in my old age is going to Super Bowl parties.
Well,
I used to go to all of them. I couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Whether it was, I don't know, the Playboy party back in the day or the Maxim party, which was better than the Playboy party.
Yes, indeed.
I couldn't wait to go. And then I hit a certain age and I was like, man, I don't want to do that crap anymore.
Yeah, no, I get you. I used to go, believe it or not, I used to go to the Maxim Super Bowl party almost every year.
Right.
I worked for them, with
great.
Them, sort of.
And it was great.
And it was amazing. Oh, I've got stories I could tell. Mm. I don't think I'm allowed to, but I think I could tell them maybe someday. Sean's got a Cinco de Five-O list that'll get you excited for the football season. We will make our big Super Bowl predictions, get you set for tonight's game. There's still a lot to get to on this very busy football season is starting Thursday. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.